You know, I learned from a fella in Colorado. I learned how not to do things. That's what I learned.
And Hezekiah 14.
Okay, and when I would see this injustice and this injustice and this wasn't done right, I would say in my heart, when I get that opportunity, I'm going to do it right.
I'm counting how many.
I'm going to preach that book. I'm going to feed these people. I'm going to give them the word of God. I'm not going to give them one verse and yell and scream for 40 minutes and walk out and think I got something done.
6, 7.
I'm going to feed them so much that when they walk out the door, they're going to feel fat and happy.
3, 4.
Or they're going to be mad because they got too much light.
Mike.
At least they got the light.
You were here to start, weren't you?
Okay, that's what motivates me. When I came across the King James issue, I thought it was an exaggerated issue. When I started writing schools and find out, hey, I got me a blessed book, and I see some folks that don't like it. That motivated me, that fired me up, and I've been fired up ever since. And nobody got to have a cheerleader to root-rah-rah me. I mean, I'm fired about that book.
Matthew 6.
When I see an apostate or a contemporary or dead church, I get motivated. When I hear a preacher misquote the Bible or misuse it or use a new Bible, I get motivated. Why? In sports, I like being the
underdog.
Matthew 6:19.
Okay,
you ever see kids when they pick
so
the teams, you know? Are you the last one always
for
get
doctrine
the
for the New Testament Christian? Because there's no
and they
Christians
get to pick,
in here.
Pick the teams, and once no teams
Christians
aren't fair,
none, anywhere,
they're not fair.
Thing, but still,
if they're not fair,
there's a
I want to be on the worst team
or instructional thing that
personally,
that,
that's what I want to be on the worst team.
Any
why? Because that makes it a challenge.
So Jesus said, Matthew 6:19,
when I'm on a
lay
stat
not up for
team,
yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth or
that's
rust
no fun.
Doth corrupt, and where
I don't play very hard.
Through and
in
steal,
fact, I
lay up for
you know maybe
sometimes
in
heaven
cheat for the other
neither
side.
Moth
make
nor
it look
rust
like I'm cheating
doth corrupt,
side.
And where thieves
you know,
do not
bad
break
pass. You know, just to kind of keep it closer
for where your treasure.
I've been playing in a league with Luke up here in Crown Point, and man, we've been getting our rumpums kicked.
If therefore
40-point loss, you know, all that stuff. I enjoy it.
Body shall be full.
We played one team; they could have smoked us by 50.
But if thine eye be evil,
I'm guarding a guy 6'7".
Shall be full of
he could turn around and smoke me anytime he wanted.
If therefore the light
and I'm guarding him, I'm joking around with him. I
say,
if we get a lead, we're quitting.
And no man can serve two.
And right off the start of the game, I hit four 3-pointers. We were up 12-10. He's coming down. I said, I quit. We're done. Get out of here. We're out of here.
To the one.
Now those guys were so gracious to us. They could have smoked us bad. They only beat us by 15. They'd get up 10, 12. We'd get close to within 6. They'd pump it up to about 18. Then they'd relax, bring back down. I mean, they were really nice, but I tell you,
of this parable,
the winning at the end of a game isn't the joy. It's the challenge.
Now the parable is
I would rather lose to a good team than smoke a blind team by 40 points. I mean, there's just no joy in that.
Those by the and
it's
the next
the challenge.
Four, these are four different.
Okay, a lot of times young kids say, oh, "They're going to beat us." So what?
That here,
it doesn't
word
matter.
God. Those are by
except
the wayside.
The challenge.
They,
forget the
here,
obstacle. Accept
the
challenge.
The devil and take
you learn more
away
by losing
the word
than you do by winning.
Out of their hearts, lest they should.
That's when you really question yourself.
Saved.
Winning makes
they
it
on the rock.
How many repeat
they
champions
when they hear receive the
days
word with joy?
It's rare. The reason why they don't got character.
No root. Which
they
for
have
a
to
while
be
believe.
Oh, get all excited. Oh, when I was in high school, we'd have these pep sessions. Do they have
and
pep,
that which
pep
fell
sessions
among
I thought,
thorns,
what a joke,
are they
pep sessions
which when they have heard.
All these kids are sitting there yelling. They're not yelling and screaming. My sister would be the cheerleader, and I'd sit
and
down there and
say, and pleasures of this
man
life. And
I mean, everybody, she'd
no
get so mad at me.
Perfection.
I mean, the kids, the only reason they like pep
but
sessions is they got
the
out of class.
They, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word,
I mean, if you
it
have to, I was of the belief,
okay,
the buddy, my
Lord,
buddy
I
and I that were the best of our senior year,
be
we would be yawning before the game would start.
And
forget the excitement.
With you through the
that's
thick
all
and
a facade.
Thin. And I pray you'd help us.
A lot of it's just a facade.
Task.
Okay, you ought to play because you love it.
And
the greater the obstacle, the greatest the greater the opportunity.
Christ,
the third
so
thing is the obstacle
Jesus name
can become an
okay
idol.
So two different passages.
Or an excuse that God wants you and I to overcome
it.
And Luke 8:14.
Luke 8:14.
That's the one that's getting American Christians.
That
Luke 8:14. What's distracting
the,
to them?
Problem
riches,
with American
Christianity, cares of this life,
that's
pleasures
that's
of this life. Now, sometimes those things are not sinful.
Christian or any,
if you buy,
any
buy a car,
that has some
you
got
to take care of it to be a good steward.
To it, is
okay,
Luke
you got to.
Okay,
and it'd be a good testimony or whatever. If you want to be, you think your car's a good testimony. Maybe it is, you know.
Jesus
Christ is encouraging. If you're going to run 100 miles an hour down the road, then take your bumper stickers
off. All of us to lay up treasures in heaven.
Or you can put whatever the hand with you out of here, but you can send it. You'll go from one place to another.
Now,
but the idea is sometimes these obstacles,
this is not a prohibition God wants against us to obtaining treasures or wealth on earth.
Okay, these obstacles may be necessary in life.
To dump everything we have,
that's necessary things in life.
Lay up treasures in heaven.
Okay, and then he said, no man can serve two masters. He puts mammon in there,
but that's not what he's telling us.
Now, he's not against us having monetary wealth.
It's a matter of priority.
That's not what God's saying.
Verse 24.
Because if you don't provide for your own household, you're worse than infidel. So you've got to have some monetary wealth or some monetary in order to take care of your family. But the idea is priorities.
I pulled that on a guy once. He didn't like my
response. You will put God on hold. You know what?
A lot of people, they got their cell phones, they see the number.
So it's a matter of priority. The priority is that the spiritual,
if God would call you through your cell phone, you'd probably see God.
That's the priority. Where in 1 Timothy he says that bodily exercise profits little, but godliness
put
is great gain. So it's obviously saying
exactly
if you have a choice between bodily exercise and godliness, choose godliness. But of course, bodily exercise.
No, they're not going to blaspheme God.
That's
they're not going to speak
anyway.
Against God. They're going to say,
but still,
I love
there's
God,
a priority. The priority is you put
hold.
The spiritual above the physical. Most people's problems that they get into
to do
may not be something evil. It's a matter of priority. Again, he's
texting
not, you know,
while you're driving.
God wants to be a part of our lives.
It's a matter of priority.
He does say mammon
is
a sin
that we
can
do that.
Use. I can't
say
it's a sin
to do
that.
Be texting while
it's a matter of priority.
Like Bill Day one time.
The obstacle
Bill
can become an idol or an excuse if we allow it. The greatest obstacle we all will face. You know what your greatest obstacle is?
While he's going down. It's yourself. He was probably checking his stock.
Proverbs 16, verse 32.
Bill Day, he used to drive over here quite often.
The greatest soldier is
a
soldier that can
drive.
Conquer himself. Okay, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city.
One of the most humble fellows I know of.
What's the usual reaction? Okay,
I'm
both looking
passages.
At basketball. Playing on a basketball
he's
team
warning
when a player doesn't get the call
or being sidetracked. So he's talking about our priority.
On me.
Now, in both passages,
he whines,
the distraction pouts, or what sidetracks us may
argues,
or may not be sinful.
Goes to the bench.
In Luke 8:14,
I can't believe that rough
cares,
we're
riches,
seven.
Pleasures of this life. Those that may
five.
Or may not
five.
Be
we're
sinful
seven.
Depending on the pleasure.
Okay,
it may or may not
so
be
what?
Sinful. So he's not...
Overcome
he's not
it.
Telling
adjust
us, especially as fathers, if you if you're going to dump
see,
everything thinking
people,
you're going to follow Jesus,
when a ref
then
or
he's
an opponent
you
or a fellow teammate wrongs another,
you're not providing for your own house.
A good player
see,
will rise above
the
challenge,
all
the overcome
the
obstacle, and
now
seize
the distraction
may be something that is good
can you believe life ain't
or right,
fair.
But
life
it's not a
fair.
Priority. The priority is out of whack.
Everybody
now,
gets wrong in life.
That, we are
you can sit
in,
on
the
bench
with a
woe
is me attitude.
Is a spirit called
or you can
apostasy.
Seize the opportunity. Okay, apostasy.
See,
okay,
it's just a matter of what a person
if you take an
at.
English word like theist,
but our
believes
greatest
in God, and
my
the
greatest
a
obstacle
in front of it
is
becomes
myself.
The opposite of an atheist.
No problem.
Okay, an apostate.
I understand that.
Okay, apostate. If you look at the word,
okay, but
the second. Letter,
that's what we got to overcome.
It's a matter of what we're looking at.
The four letters there, post. An apostate,
now, many times,
okay, a post,
that
you got a
obstacle,
standing position,
becomes
a post.
An idol, is something
if you go to most
that a person
churches
will
hold
to
if they
and
believe
the
Bible is
the Word of God. They will
the
make
Lord.
A stand and say,
you
yes,
can go down
the Bible
south.
Is the Word of God.
And
then you'll say, would you please get me one
men,
I put in my hand,
and
they'll get you one
older
put
men,
in your hand, and then you smile and say,
be
okay,
able
I'm
to
ask you
give
question.
You the
gospel
this
of Jesus
Christ.
They know what it
is
takes to be saved,
inspired,
and they will not get saved because they got a sneaky suspicion that if they get saved, they're going to have to get rid of
their
snuff.
They will fall away from that position, they will back off.
Or their cigarettes.
Because they don't believe that.
Or their rebel flag.
That's apostasy.
Or they're hunting, fishing.
When now,
they
when a
go hunt
church, especially young people, when they know the
they just got that sneaky suspicion.
Or
now,
the pastor
they don't
is
know
apostate.
That God very
they
well.
They know
that
he
God
truly
just might let you go hunting, fishing
saying.
After you get saved. And he just
what's
might let you
do
a better job at it.
I
and he might even
care.
Let you keep your rebel flag.
Apathy. Apostasy always
and a matter of the snuff,
why
you know, that'd be like
the
old lady down south when
the eligible voters in America don't vote. Because she said, preacher, it's got to be a sin to burn something that tastes
good. The ones at the top, their oath of office means nothing to them.
You just don't know what the Lord's going to put his finger on.
And so, okay, but that yet,
when
apathy.
These people now, hold to this idea, to
when a society God is, people at become that apathetic, point,
their obstacles become okay. an idol.
Evil triumphs when good men do nothing.
And they don't want to give
apathy.
Up.
But when good men do nothing, they're no longer
Jesus
good.
Jesus Christ
okay? and so
is equal what in their that mindset to, that to a beer can?
To anarchy. And so you're
why
actually
you
hearing
up?
Young people. I was down at Purdue a couple years
in
back.
In their mind,
this guy
it
stood
is.
Stood about 10 feet away from me. He made
it's
a sign,
become
you
an
know,
idol.
Mock my sign. I thought it was kind of
they
funny.
They put God on hold.
And then he said
they
he's
put
an
God
anarchist.
On hold
and I said, what's an anarchist?
I mean, you
he
can see him down
it.
South.
I said, that's not an
and
these anarchist.
Guys you don't even know what an anarchist is.
And these people talk about being an anarchist. They're not anarchists. They don't know what that is. And our anarchist is somebody who has no rules about anything. They can kill you just like nothing.
Go to hell.
Because that's an anarchist. An anarchist would have to have Adolf Hitler's picture to glorify their belief system.
An opportunity.
But that's
you
where
know
our culture is
Americans.
That's why
transgenders
and all that stuff. That's a form of anarchy.
Boredom.
So apostasy mundane, leads to apathy, which leads to anarchy.
Repetition.
But how do you overcome the apathy? Okay, when the odds are against you.
You look at the advertisement. Watch
when
these
all
advertisements
the odds are against
the Dutch
you. What's your reaction?
Down the first church. It's all, it's exciting.
What is the reaction?
It's
you know, the average pastor stays in a church on the average stay is 3 years or less.
Talk words. That's
why?
Exciting. Real exciting.
Apostasy, if not on his realm, apathy.
Oh,
and
they're
going to
enjoy
up.
This.
And they go someplace else.
Enjoy.
They don't yeah. stand through it.
Those
when the odds
are
against you,
what
you know what it means?
Conjure up in our heart.
It's time
churches
to work
that
harder.
Use the exciting to draw people
and stand strong.
Those people will lose the excitement within
okay.
2 months.
What motivates?
And they'll go someplace else.
A person when things are
the
done
boredom,
wrong or
they
adjust
mundane,
from the odds against you. What motivates?
The constant
you?
Repetition.
And I would dare say that
is
this
what
is something that
success.
Might encourage you to stick by the stuff until
okay,
you see
a lot
Jesus
of
Christ.
Athletes. Someday face to
they,
face.
Most coaches
are nothing but psychologists.
Three or four thoughts this morning.
The first thought is this: most people
psychology
focus
okay,
on
these guys got the talent.
Okay, but
most of the time,
the
if you want to become a good athlete, you got to spend a lot of time.
That's what most
alone.
People do. Okay, you go back to the Bible, Old Testament. Don't
in
ignore the Old Testament.
The
Bible
line,
says, don't
boom,
ignore it.
Boom.
Okay,
boom.
In
100 of
Luke
them,
chapter Numbers chapter 13, Moses.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Told God told Moses send 12 spies in the land of Canaan. So 12 guys, one from each tribe, went in the land of Canaan.
Then get up.
There's no cheerleaders on the sideline.
When they came back, 10 guys.
Shoot that ball.
I mean, one time. I remember I was in junior varsity.
Obstacles.
We went to a holiday tournament, and there were
two
six
guys
fans there on our
focused
side.
On
my sister, my two sisters were there. They were yelling. I'm telling.
Can
shut
anybody
up,
give me the
I
name
can
of
hear
one of
you
the ten?
Two. If you had 1,000 people in there, you can't hear anybody.
No pop quiz. Don't look. Numbers
when you
13,
only got your
no
sister,
team.
I'm at the free throw line.
Nobody
dog
can give
eight.
A name
oh,
of one of the
quiet.
Ten who focused on the obstacle. Can anybody give me
okay.
the name of the two that focused
and
on
that's
the opportunity?
Thing. We all
it's
can. Joshua and Caleb.
People got
and no parent names their children after the 10.
Yourself.
What happened to the 10?
Go out in the woods
and
find a stick and
die a
boring
and make a gun
life.
Out of it.
A death. A boring death.
And boring
find a
life.
Stick, go beat
boring
your sister.
Death. 10 guys focused
no,
on
no,
the
no.
obstacles.
Sister, get a bigger stick
and
did and
beat
not,
him with it.
And they were rejected by God. And nobody
I mean,
knows
you
their
go
name.
Today, in order to have fun, you have to spend
names
a bunch of money.
After
Joshua and Caleb focused on the opportunity. Joshua
that's why they
replaced
call
Moses.
Amusement parks. Okay, to
and Caleb got that
think,
mountain that he wanted 40 years
think.
Prior when he was 85 years old.
You just check your
and
credit card
and still
at
named
the gate,
their children after that.
And then just go in and then they charge everything they
guys,
want on
Joshua and Caleb.
I mean,
if you
a
go to the
joke.
Great story of David and Goliath,
okay?
In Colorado, the young people
okay.
often say to me, you know, a
Goliath
few would say to me,
in that story, said, the people,
the reason why they
person.
Got Saul to be their king, because he's supposed to go
well,
out
after
and fight
a few
their battles,
times they stopped
when he gave
saying
an opportunity to go fight the battle, what happened? He
when
looked
you get
at the
old,
obstacle.
Boredom.
That big galoot out there. I don't want to go fight him.
Okay, so you got this big guy about 10 foot tall. I mean,
okay,
the Bulls
but
would love
see,
to have this guy in their
that
team.
That constant repetition.
And he wasn't
that
skinny,
constant
mini,
repetition.
Bean, 10 foot tall.
When I was in high school, I remember there's a guy named Rick Mount down in Purdue.
I mean, that's
that
how
it
would go.
Hit anything.
And all those guys saw this big obstacle out there.
And David shows up
Okay, all by myself.
And he said,
two,
what's the problem?
Less than 30 minutes, no problem. Keep track of it.
Is there not a cause?
15 to 18 feet out. We didn't have
there was a cause bigger than him.
It really dates myself.
You see, he had a little imagination.
Okay, 10,000 shots.
They're seeing this great big dude out there with this sword about,
days,
you know,
60%
so
okay
6 feet out there. And David said, what's the problem?
But, I got and then gun. I heard Larry Bird's test, you know, talking about him shooting.
My gun isn't a small, you know, metal tube with a, you know, little dynamite at the end and a projectile comes out. My gun doesn't jam.
Okay, a lot of times people
there's
see
no
these athletes and they see
jamming
the excitement of the game. They don't see the boredom of the airplane.
And I got me five big rocks, and I have
they
practiced with
all
this thing
stuff
time and time again. I can hit a bird.
But you see all this
you
thing.
Know,
these
bird,
are obstacles.
A sparrow,
that
I can hit a little bird.
What are you looking at?
You know, 50 yards
the
away.
Obstacle or the opportunity?
No problem with me. I got five.
And
just in case
God
I got
does
a bad day, and I may not
when
hit the guy where I need to. But he's got four brothers. I intend to get every one of them. And he comes. You don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
And boy, is it exciting.
These I mean, a guy was just telling me this, man, this down at Rensselaer, this trucker,
and
you know, a guy, he had his windows down
because
his air conditioner out. So as he's laying in the bunk, this guy jumps up with a knife, puts a knife in the window, and he says, I'm going to demanding you to take me someplace. And the guy whipped out a gun. He said, now, where did you want to go?
Is this person going to keep coming through the excitement? And
you know, my friend Tony York down in Indianapolis, he was out street preaching. A guy pulled a knife on him, and he just went like this and showed off his insurance plan.
And when they go away and find something else exciting.
I mean, David brought a gun to a knife fight and won.
Now, I'm not talking about salvation.
Okay? People say, well, you think it was
God does.
Just hoping it didn't jam. That's all.
Slowly starts coming back in closer.
And his sling's not going to jam.
When he sees that we've
okay, if you go to 1 Kings chapter 18, you have the story of Elijah. 850 false prophets. If you double them. Where you got 401, 450, there's two different groups, so 850.
Okay. And so
what the thing
is
to
look
what
at?
Are we looking
one
at?
One against 850.
Like,
oh, that's not fair. Like, oh, that person did this to me, and I just hurt me so bad.
That's an obstacle.
But you know the amazing thing? The
my
next
hurt,
chapter,
my pain, my woe is me attitude. That's an obstacle.
That's how quick we can
we
go
have
back
an opportunity
and forth
to overcome that.
Opportunity or obstacles.
Okay. And don't you admire
okay,
people who overcome
you know, a
their
dozen or so of you
he,
were
handicaps
here 20 years ago on the first Sunday of April like is when I was quizzed for 3 hours.
Okay, third,
all these
the last
questions
thing is this. The greatest opportunity.
A lot of you, some of you don't
the
know
greatest opportunity
the behind the scenes. You know that there were three churches, three pastors on the outside that was trying to be obstacles about me becoming
the judgment seat of
Christ. Oh, I thought
now,
it was
imperfect. I'm not meaning sinless, obviously.
I dealt with all three of those, or two of them.
The third one was talking
in there. I dealt with all three of those guys, okay, those guys when I became pastor here.
Okay,
and again, I thought it was entertaining.
Vietnam, where it's plastic.
And if
sometimes
you would have saw them obstacles, man, it was kind of fun.
Okay, but still,
because the word of God
to stand
won,
perfect in front of Jesus
usual
Christ, would that not be a
okay,
wonderful
but still,
opportunity?
They most people focus on the obstacle rather than the opportunity. Second thought is this:
the Lord
the greater
Jesus
the
Christ
obstacle,
who did what He did,
the and all these
the
obstacles that we each face, and if we overcome, an
that's
obstacle,
usually the case.
Step over,
now,
isn't that
true?
Or
don't
step
we
over,
admire
from
people,
and then we get in front of the Lord Jesus
who overcome
Christ,
their obstacles,
and He's going to say,
or handicaps?
Well done.
Don't we admire that?
Answer.
Of course we do.
That's
okay,
an
or
that's
why Paul
said, forgetting those things which are behind.
Now,
forget what's
the greater
the
obstacle, the greater opportunity.
Forgetting those
so
things
what
which are behind
an individual.
Press toward the mark of the high
okay, a lot of preachers
Christ Jesus
will go
man,
to these special conferences and they'll get jacked up and fired up.
I don't care if a guy was a
back
Satan.
And get all,
if a guy's
you know,
a Satan
up here in Hammond,
they used to
have
annual pastor
school.
He never will attain that.
And the guy's going
to
get
all excited.
You know, when
I would go to
something
and say,
in the middle of
letters,
I usually
left discouraged and frustrated.
What's he going to attain out of
that?
That
nothing
wasn't something that excited me.
Okay, the BBF,
what's
movement,
a Mormon
going to
get?
Bible Fellowship. I think it's
a bunch of wives in eternity.
What's the women
away
in Mormonism?
I'm not sure.
Get.
There's a
morning sickness
down
for eternity. That's
really
exciting. That a lot of these guys came out of their Baptist Bible Fellowship.
But in our
and
faith, what do we get?
These churches and
we have an opportunity
have
to actually
like
stand in front of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and He actually would say, "Hey, good job.
That's fine. That's hunky dory. That's great." I didn't go
I mean,
to any of them, but I wasn't part of that fellowship. But the idea is that they get together,
and
that, that's the motivating
get together
factor. And
we
see all the odds against
you,
us.
That
means we're just going
to
work harder, stand stronger. I usually left discouraged.
Just keep it up.
Because the celebrity usually showed off his blessings,
and
you know that ain't going to happen in your place.
And don't let this
little
3 million
distraction down here on earth take away that opportunity.
Just ain't going to happen.
You know, some of these professional athletes, I can imagine, you know,
what motivates
some of them
me
are,
is when we go on vacation, I go to an apostate
church. Some of them, it's just so shaky, so many of them.
Can
you imagine if they were saved?
Hey, all the clowns
let's say Steph Curry is saved. Maybe
these
he is.
Contemporaries,
I don't
getting
really
pretty
know.
Entertaining.
I hope he is. But let's say he's at the judgment seat.
I mean,
when I see that, or if I get on YouTube and I see a guy adding a word to the Bible or subtracting a word and not really believing a book,
and Michael's over there saying,
that fires me up.
I'm impressed.
I get more fired up. I get more motivated when I see churches.
Threes, you said? Threes, four and three.
Well, how'd you do that? Well, I stood about 25 feet away from a basket and this little orange thing went in this little orange. Oh, that's how high is that? 10 feet? Oh.
Wow. I'm impressed.
I mean, one angel killed 185,000 people one night. I'm sure he would be impressed. Taking a little ball and putting it in a little round hoop 10 feet above the ground. Wow.
I was born to do that.
Praise the Lord. I'm happy for you. I tell you, when you glorify this book, talk about this, that's going to count. At the judgment seat of Christ, that's the big deal right there. That's the priorities. Okay, the priority is trying to please Jesus Christ. And boy, that's the opportunity we each and every one of us have that are saved. If you're not, man, you need to get in a program. Overcome the obstacle, your pride of coming to Christ. And believing in Him and Him alone. What a wonderful thing we got in front of us. If we just overcome these obstacles, set our eyes on the opportunity, what a thing we got in front of us. So let's pray. Lord, I do pray You'd help us to see these men in the Bible and how they overcame these obstacles. And the majority of the people in the Bible lived during times of apostasy, just like what we're living in. But yet they overcame it. They didn't focus on the obstacle. They focused on the glorious opportunity that they have. And Lord, I do pray You'd help us to be people who focus on this opportunity. Lord, thank You so much for these last 20 years here. It's been a true blessing. And Lord, I just pray You'd help us to continue being faithful to You until we see You face to face. Lord, I'd like to see that this year. And Lord, I just pray You'd help us to be faithful to You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I think we got a policy.